You talk about the Dhoni?
What is the Dhoni?
Stories.
Well, you had your Dhoni yesterday.
Last time.
We had it last time. Any stories about the Dhoni?
Well, there is no story about the Dhoni. One has to take it. Baba has asked us to light the Dhoni every 12th of the month. So it is lit. Yeah. And then the stories are made by those who come here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And there are some good ones.
One good one was this, that Devi tells us. You know Devi Nordin? Have you heard of Devi Nordin? You all have heard of Devi Nordin?
Nordin? Yes. Okay.
She married Peter recently. Yeah. Yeah. So, that you all must have seen one of the shots, you see. His name was Ken Rogers. Kent Rogers. He had come here in the beginning. He came here not for Baba, but he was traveling all the places and all that. There's another story. His mother tells us the story, Virginia, about how she got him inside the bus and brought him here and all that. And then he went to Mehrabad, and he's there outside the tomb there, wanting to write a letter. But he still had hash, what do you call that, marijuana, cigarettes, pot, as you call it. And he wants to light it and light it, and he can't light it and all that. He can't strike a match. Something, wind blows or something, he can't light the cigarette. He wants to smoke there, behind the tomb, sitting outside the tree, you know, under a tree. So he wants to light that. He cannot. He does not know anything about it. He's there, this nice place, quiet place to write a letter. He wanted to write a letter to his great friend, you see, who was suffering. It's a place of great peace, he felt there. Padri says, "Why? What are you doing?" He says, "No, I want to be here." It was at the time of Padri, early years. So she tells, which we didn't know, which Kent must have told her, because they are cousins. So he said, "Eventually I got so fed up with that, that I went there and I saw a pit when I got down the hill. So I just squashed it and just threw it there." And then he overstayed, he said, and that I realized was the Dhoni pit. So I thrown that inside, and that was my last.
He thought it was an ashtray.
Yes, yes, yes.
A big ashtray.
I've often wondered why it's so close to the road. Did Baba set it?
You know, Betty, it is now close to the road. Formerly there was no such thing as asphalt road or anything like that. There was a dirt track there. Yeah. Now the road has been, and it is really very close. Sometimes we feel that there will be an injunction from the, you know, the government or anything that is too close to the road, or you should there, or we want to widen the road. There is. It is mooted now by the military, BRD and all that. They want to widen the roads and all that. So we don't know what's going to happen. But it was there. That's the place where I first met him also as a youngster. Yeah. He would be sitting around there. There was a table there. You know that big table that is there? In the table house? It was there formerly. There was no platform or anything like that. No. Just in front of the pit, the same pit position is the same. But it's now well built and all that. Formerly there was no such thing as masonry work. It was just an ordinary pit dug in the ground. Yeah. Without any parapet or wall or this or that, nothing of the sort. And there was a table there, opposite it, in front of it. But now because of the developments that are taking place, we feel that we are so close to the road. The road came close, yeah. Bringing the pilgrims closer to the Dhoni. You know what it symbolizes though? Who asked? You asked about the Dhoni? It symbolizes this, Maya, that well, Baba once remarked that well, cast a splinter, throw a splinter in the Dhoni, blazing Dhoni that was there. You know, that sandalwood chips were there given, throw it, with the intention, genuine intention, throw in it one of your attachments. Burn it, allow it to burn to ashes. One of your attachments. Attachments. So at that time, people took one from big basket that was there, put it in the dhuma. So it's being continued. Is it continued nowadays? Huh? Is it still there? You throw something. But what is needed is, Baba would always say that, well, begin with one of your attachments, then the second attachment, third attachment. But what is needed is to throw yourself in it. Your lower self in it. That is the real meaning of dhuma.